Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Factor.com for more information.
The Eat My Catfish Studios, it's time for Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. It's Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network with your hosts, Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer. Lock it in and get ready to dial us up. Drive Time Sports is on the air.
Hour number three of Drive Time Sports in the Buzz Radio Network. Rick Schaefer standing by in Northwest Arkansas. I'm Randy Rainwater from the Capital City. Now joined by Marty Burlesworth by way of the Brandon Burlesworth Foundation. Now, Marty, is this my imagination? Does this not keep growing? That is the annual foundation. Football camps, you've added on, is this the first year for Farmington?
Second year of Farmington, okay. Randy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just keep on growing?
It does. Very accurate. It keeps growing, that's for sure.
Have you thought of doing maybe multiple, like a morning, afternoon session, or is that already something you're doing now?
We do a morning session. Are you saying you want to sign on and come here? Be right beside me here and help with that afternoon session?
I'm just saying, with so much participation, no, they would laugh at me if I walked out there. I could have a shiny silver whistle and they'd still laugh at me. Where you've got a session in the morning at the same location because of so many of you had to have an afternoon session as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea, but I can tell you what, Randy, by the time that morning session's done, oh, my goodness. And you think, well, it's just a morning session, but I mean, everybody is about gassed. We've got all our Razorback players wore out. We've got the campers pretty winded, too. So, I mean, we're not like we're out there running sprints, but we cram a lot into a little bit of time. But, hey, we still have openings right now, which is this late in the game is not normal. So we've got openings, not many, but we've got some openings in Little Rock, and we still have some in Harrison and just a few in Farmington. So, you know, they can still get signed on. We'll fill it up, but as we always do, but just BrandonBurlesworth.org, and camp fees are just $55, and if you know of children that cannot afford to attend these camps, we certainly want to help out and provide scholarships, and we've had businesses and sponsors help with those scholarships so we can scholarship some kids that would not be able to be a part of these camps, and it's, you know, they're going to get some great life lessons at these camps, which I think is just as important as football they're going to learn, and they're going to learn a lot of football.
Well, for about 3 days, you're going to be doing a lot. That is May 28th, Farmington. May 29th, Harrison. May 30th, Little Rock. So it sounds like for about 3 days there, you're not going to be getting much rest at all.
No, well, I'm not getting any right now. I think I'm going to get more once the camps get here, Randy. You know how it is. You know, the work's kind of done. Just getting hotels and just all the logistics. It's, and then making sure you've not forgot somebody and you double checking databases. I'm talking about former Razorback players, current Razorback players, staff, volunteers, and we do have a great group of volunteers that come out every year and help make these camps really special. Coach Tommy Tice, what can you say? You know, mm-hmm. 26 years he's been working these camps.
Wow.
So, hat goes off to him and all our Razorback players that, you know, just volunteer their time and come, and our current Razorback players that, you know, volunteer their time to be a part of these camps and work with these kids. So it's we're looking forward to it. It's less than 2 weeks away, and time's going fast, and we're trying to just make sure that we've got everything aligned. But yes, if we have people out there listening that want to register for the camps, we do have a few openings at each camp, but I would advise you to, you know, take advantage of that as quickly as possible.
How do you recruit current? You got, obviously, you can talk to former Razorbacks who played with Brandon and others, mm-hmm. but how do you recruit the current players? How do you go get them?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rick. Just young people in administration I've known over the years in the athletic department, and this is what we do. We don't say, all right, whoever wants to come work at camp, just sign up. We don't do it that way. I ask for, tell me those good high character guys that like to work with kids. That's who we're looking for. And, you know, and this camp's not just, you know, for everyone that may, but so we get, I want to say the cream of the crop. I'm sure there's others that would like to work at camps that aren't able to, but I'm given generally a list and then, you know, contact them, and most all of them are just thrilled to be asked, really, which makes you feel good, you know, that they're honored to be asked to work these camps. I know Brandon's story. And so I think it's pretty much Brandon recruiting, really, is what it all boils down to. If they want to be a part of that, I think that's just fantastic.
I think it's great that they still know the story. That's really good.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we want to keep it relevant. That's true, and that they know the story. And it's just really good. And those guys, we have our alumni, or we want to call it our old guys. None of them are as old as me, but are out there coaching that played with Brandon, and maybe some that played before. But then we have these guys that are still on the active roster. They love having those guys in. It's just, and then, you know, the guys that have done these camps so many years, it's a reunion. And so now to have the active players there too, we'll have a good group of active players and a good group of, you know, former Razorbacks. But, you know, but they're all Razorbacks. That's just the way they look at it. And it's just a bond. And it's really, really a good time. And they do such a fantastic job with the kids. It's unbelievable.
Do you feel safe dropping a few names as teasers?
Oh, I could drop a few, but, you know, I don't care to a bit. You know, Anthony Lucas will be with us. Oh, she's done the camp forever. Jodine Davenport, Chad Abernathy, Grant Garrett. I know those names are familiar to us and to many others. Brandon's, you know, teammates over the years. And then we've got guys come along a little later, like Clark Moore. And now I'm naming names, and I'm going to be missing somebody I should not. But Johnny Gibson, I tell you what, Johnny Gibson works for camps, and the cool story about Johnny Gibson, and I think Rick knows this, is Johnny Gibson was a Burles kid before he was a Razorback. So that is a cool story. He attended his first Razorback game in Fayetteville as a Burles kid, and then so in his script, when we do these big player introductions, open camp, and he wants that in there. So that's in there, that he was first, before he was a Razorback, he was a Burles kid. He's such a great guy. Drew Morgan works the camps. Mark Smith. Y'all remember Mark Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Super, super guy there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the nicest guy, but he coaches that linebacker position real well, and just a great person. But we'll have just a super group of you know, former Razorbacks. I can't really mention any names so far. I mean, I know, but we're not firmed up on the active roster yet. But we years ago, we really kind of didn't mention or stopped mentioning any names who's going to be working the camps, because we could just tell by that time, this was years into camp, that the camps kind of had their own momentum. You know, Brandon's story had its own momentum. And they know just from the years and years of doing these camps, you know, what they're in for, what they're going to get. And I want to say it's different than just about any camp, because, you know, the life lessons are so important to us that they get that. And we make sure they get a good dose of that, along with some, you know, high level coaching. And They have a great time, but by the time it's over, we go from 8:30 to 12:30. By the time 12:30 comes around, everybody's pretty much done. So it's a good time. But we go pretty hard and we keep it moving.
What about Sterner? I guess his schedule down in Houston probably makes it difficult for him to be part of this anymore.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, he was up here with us when they did the piece. ESPN did the or the SEC Network did the piece called True Character, and he was able to get up here for that. But you know, he's a long way off right now, and so it is hard. It's you know, not that often that he gets up here. Ron Calcagni is one of our quarterbacks. Now, Ron's not going to be there this year. But Ron does a super job. He's had a conflict this year, but he's usually with us about every year. And he does a fantastic job with the campers. He's just so good. But, we'll have plenty of coaches, most all positions covered. It's going to be, you know, it'll be fast moving. I'll say Coach Tice, he blows the whistle. He starts camp, and the breaks, my wife Vicky takes care of those, mm-hmm. and I stay out of the way so I don't mess anything up for them, and it all goes well then. As long as I don't get involved once camp gets going, I just keep myself out of the way and do my little part and go from there. But we've got just a great group that put these on every year that come back year after year, not just Razorback players, but you know, a fantastic group of volunteers.
Marty, while we have you here, I'm sure you've thought about this. We're a long way from the season starting. As the NCAA makes it more difficult for teams to carry walk-ons, what do you see as the future of the Ellsworth Award?
Yeah, that's a good point there. Good question, Rick. We've had some discussions, and you know, we're part of the College Football Awards Association, the state of Burlesworth Trophy is. In there with, you know, Biletnikoff and the Heisman and the Maxwell and all of those awards that are on the ESPN Awards show. We've got some plans. I can't disclose anything yet, but it's basically that underdog story is still going to be there one way or the other, I guess is a good way to put it. So we're still going to be able to. I'm just hoping that possibly powers that be may come to their senses, you know, one of these days and say, you know, that walk-on actually is a good thing. Yeah, it is, you know. Absolutely. That's the guy that wants to be there, that's willing to sacrifice, that the school means something to. Not that it doesn't to the scholarship players, but it means a lot to that walk-on player. That's their dream school. So, but we have, you know, some preliminary thought, but we've still got walk-ons out there. We still have them in, you know, how it is, Rick, with the trophy. They're still in the in the queue. So we're at least 2 or 3 years out from that, having to adjust, I guess you could say. So, one other thing that I failed to mention with the football camp, and I'm sorry to bounce around here. We have out-of-state campers coming again this year. I mean, we've got some from South Carolina. I know we've had them from West Virginia. Of course, all the neighboring states, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Florida, you know, out-of-state campers. So, those listening out there, we've got people that are traveling great distances to get their campers here. So, if you're local, anywhere within the state, there are a lot of folks traveling a long way to be a part of these camps, and they're just half-day camps, but we encourage you to, you know, get signed up. I just got passed a note, the reason I jumped in there like that. Sorry to interrupt the train of thought.
No, it's okay.
Marty, can we backtrack this far? I don't think we've listed or you said the ages who will be participating in these camps.
No, very good, very good. Very good, Randy. Yeah, ages 7 to 15 years old. Boys and girls, and we will have girls out there. We always do. And but boys and girls ages 7 to 15 years old. And everything's on our website, just brandonburlesworth.org. Parents, you know, can sign them up there. And like I say, they can contact us through our website if there are children that cannot afford to attend. I've been seeing emails coming in for the last few days in that case, and we're happy to provide them scholarships, but 7 to 15 years old.
Okay.
And a non-contact camp. So there's not going to be any tackling, anything like that. There'll be some blocking, but no tackling. So it's a safe camp, and it's rare and that we have any type of injury whatsoever. Parents should feel good about having them participate in this, plus all the extra that you get that's not even on the field.
That brings up this question from our Milton Heat and Air. Can you talk about some of the drills the kids will be doing?
Yes, I can. I've seen they're going to be Jodine Davenport is, I think, probably the best scoop and score coach we've got. I've seen him do that, I think, for 26 years. And then holding on to the football and something, kind of a strip drill. Everyone does that. And last year we opened camp, and we're going to open camp similar. We may change it up a little bit. But we opened camp with a race with a handoff. And it was all about ball security. And this is how we opened camp. It's more of a fun game. And we had ball security and not only speed, but don't put the ball on the ground. So a lot of emphasis is on that. And then also there'll be drills on offensive linemen, tackling, proper tackling for safety reasons. Not that we're tackling, but just to show form. But then there'll be specific drills for quarterback position, receiver, like I say, line and linebacker. So most all of that's covered, and we've got just about every position covered in our coaches.
So basically no scrimmaging at all?
Well, I'll say...
Or is that like 7-on-7? Maybe 7-on-7?
Or 50-on-50, yeah.
50-on-50. That'll be a first.
That's one reason we started limiting our numbers a little bit, because I thought, okay, we're going to have to do something here, guys. This is a little too much. So, yeah, we after our last break, we go into the, quote, 7-on-7. It's more like 7-on-7 now. But before we ever limited the number of campers we would take, it was just getting a little out of hand, especially when we didn't have room to spread out in Little Rock. You know, we're at the War Memorial, which is where we want to be, which is great. A great venue to have that at, but also, it makes it a little tight. We're at Farmington and Harrison, we do have an indoor facility and a little more room to spread out. Oh, just got handed another note here, guys. Randy, this is the 10th anniversary of Grader. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Wow, goodness.
No, I...
10th anniversary this year.
Amazing.
Yep. Gosh. Came out in 16, so...
I just said, like, 5th anniversary, 6th anniversary, maybe, but not 10. Wow. Time,
yeah. Tenth anniversary, yeah. So, yeah, it does. We've had some people come through Harrison from South Carolina this last week that we got to meet up with and go to lunch with, spend a little time with, that we've connected with through that movie. And there's, a lot of those stories, so that's... Pretty neat stuff. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, but yes.
Marty, I'm having a hard time wrapping my arms around 50-on-50. I really... How would you know who the eligible receivers are?
Well, I may have exaggerated.
Yeah, how would you know who the eligible receivers are?
Everybody. Maybe, just go with everybody.
It's the one yelling that says, I'm open. I'm open.
Yeah. You got 50 guys covering 49.
One child, you know. Yeah, it's just that one child says, I'm open. And it's him.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Rick has got me now to where I take everything just...
Literally.
Yes, yeah. Just yeah. As it said. I'm sitting here trying to figure, man, that must be, football field is not that wide. You can't stick that many people out there. Okay, anyway.
Well, I'm exaggerating, and I am. It's a lot still. There was more than 7-on-7, I'll put it that way. Yeah, so we got a little better control of that. Just happened one year, several years ago. We're like, all right, we got to rethink this thing. But that's Coach Tice. You know, of course, Mr. Organized, and I mean, it is mapped out down to the T, to the minute, and we will run on time, we will start on time, we will be complete, we'll be finished on time, and the way we wind the camps up now, and we do this at all three camps, is I think if you remember the video, Tom Rinaldi came to Harrison few years ago, 3-4 years ago, I guess, and they did a piece that they opened the football season with, you know, on Brandon and the trophy. And so we've been given the permission by ESPN to play that video at the end of camp. That kind of wraps it all, and it's online if you want to look it up. It's an ESPN piece on Tom Rinaldi and Brandon, but it's really, you know, emotional. It's a Tom Rinaldi piece. What do you say? You know how it's done. It's done great. So we complete camp by having the campers sit there and on the video boards. They run that piece. So that kind of brings it all home. So it's a good way to end it. They know to begin with. They really get it. The campers really get it, what this camp's all about.
All right, camps are open to students ages 7 through 15, both male, female. Camps begin 8:30 a.m., conclude 12:30 p.m. Registration $55, available on the Brandon Burlsworth Foundation website. That's brandonburlsworth.org. It gives you information, updates, and, of course, you can follow the Brandon Burlsworth Foundation on social media. The camp dates, May 28th, Farmington, May 29th, Harrison, May 30th, Little Rock. What did I leave out, Marty?
Boy, great. Perfect. Nothing. Perfect. I couldn't do that better myself at all. I've repeated that several times. Good job.
Well, that's a rookie rookie trying to do his job there. But
you're a pro. We all know you're a pro, Randy. So, yeah.
Well, brother, we love you. Appreciate what you continue to do. You're the best. Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
Well, thanks, Randy. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Marty Burlsworth with the Burlsworth Foundation. Drive Time Sports will continue in just a moment.
It's almost that time of year. Time for the Brandon Burlsworth football camps. And you've got three great camps to choose from. Thursday, May 28th in Farmington. Friday, May 29th in Harrison. And Saturday, May 30th in Little Rock. Students ages 7 to 15 will get hands-on instruction from former and current Razorbacks who know what it takes to play the game the right way. Spots fill fast, so register today at brandonburlsworth.org. That's brandonburlsworth.org.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackHamperSales.com.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports abs are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hello, Arkansas. Frank Fletcher here to talk about our pre-owned cars. We can save you over $300 a month on your current car payment. Well, that's big money. We have great cars starting under $15,000. We have SUVs and trucks with under 5,000 miles. That's almost like a new one. These low-mile units, we can save you $10,000 to $15,000 from a new unit. Folks, you don't know this, but we have 9 other stores where we can offer you all their merchandise and bring your choice right here to you. You can go to FletcherAuto.com where you can pick from 500 different types of products. Why buy from us? Well, I price all of our cars by having a software that gives me everyone else's price in town on any model that we have. I go below everyone else's price, and I'm going to give you a free warranty with every purchase. Just contact us by going online, come see us in person, or phone us. I guarantee you the lowest price and a great experience.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Now back to the Drive Time Sports Eat My Catfish Studios. When sports and catfish meet, you know you're going to have a good time.
You're safe at home with Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network.
Everyone knows the Crane Team's got them. New and pre-owned vehicles, pickup and delivery, vehicles for every lifestyle and budget. The Crane Team, with 16 locations throughout Arkansas, gives you access to new Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Kia, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, but also access to over 5,000 pre-owned vehicles. The Crane Team makes your dollar go further by letting you buy with zero down. Lenders that love to say yes, and every vehicle is inspected and certified for safety. With the Crane Team, you'll get the Crane Team clear choice, transparent pricing, and the Crane Team commitment, including our Love It or Leave It exchange policy. Visit us online today at craneteam.com.
So Trey Biddy mentioned earlier about Arkansas's golf team. They have finished the first round at Corvallis, Oregon State, at Oregon. They are three strokes off the lead. Purdue leads at 272, which is minus 12. Razorbacks are tied for second with Oklahoma at minus 9. Oregon State, the host school, is minus 8. San Diego, minus 4. Charlotte, minus 4. Xavier, minus 4. So 54-hole regional, and they will play 18 more holes tomorrow.
And you were asking about Taylor earlier.
Yeah, baseball.
About baseball.
I was just saying, it seems like they're good all the time.
Yeah, well, this is from our baseball insider, better known as Kevin Bohannon. Says, Taylor going for the fourth straight. Valley View in the sixth straight title game. Third straight title on the line. So, give you a little background there. I would think you could throw Woodlawn in there in that mix. It seems like they're playing every year for a state championship. In fact, in the matchups coming up in Hot Springs, in Class 6A baseball, Springdale Harbor knocked off defending champion Rogers. Took extra innings to do it. Took extra innings for Bryant to knock off Conway. Springdale Harbor, Bryant, 6A baseball. 5A, Benton makes a return, is either 2019, I think, or 2017. Not precise on that. Since they last played in the championship, they will be taking on Valley View, as we mentioned, going for their, third straight championship. I think that's right, what Kevin said. Let me pull that back up. Yep, third straight on the line and sixth straight title game. Class 4A. Brooklyn will take on Pulaski Academy. Class 3A, Benton Harmony Grove. We call it Haskell Harmony Grove. They'll be taking on Ashdown. Class 2A, Woodlawn will take on Palestine Wheatley. Then in Class 1A, Mount Ida, Taylor. There goes Taylor again, going for their fourth straight. Softball, Class 6A, Bentonville, squares off against Springdale Harbor. Class 5A, Benton. So both boys and girls participating in the championship, taking on Farmington. Class 4A, Warren Monticello. That will be a great game, regardless of the score, just because of the proximity of these two schools of each other, Warren and Monticello. Class 3A, Harding Academy takes on DeWitt. Class 2A, this is in softball. Class 2A, Tuckerman and Woodlawn. So the Woodlawn ladies are playing for the state championship for softball, as the guys are playing for the state championship in baseball. Class 1A is Scranton versus Taylor. So there's another combo, boys and girls playing for softball and baseball championships. In soccer, boys soccer, Springdale Harbor is taking on Bentonville. Really good year for Springdale Harbor, Rick. Class 5A is Siloam Springs and El Dorado. And this is in boys soccer. Class 4A, DeQueen Nashville. In Class 3A, it is Episcopal Collegiate and Decatur. Class 6A soccer for girls, Bentonville West, Mount St. Mary's. Class 5A, Russellville Searcy. Class 4A, Joe T. Robinson, Brooklyn. And Class 3A, Life Way Christian takes on Maumelle Charter. So there you go. And we will share those times when we have them available, when they are available. Rick, this was on Three Sports. And I know this is conjecture. Strictly conjecture.
Okay, conjecture.
But they had the 64 team. Thank goodness they don't keep worrying about expanding the baseball like they're doing in basketball. Leave it alone. Anyway, they have left it alone, thank goodness. Los Angeles Regional. No surprise, L.A. You'd have UCLA as your number one seed.
Yep, surprise.
Oxford, Mississippi. Oxford, Ole Miss goes in as the 16th seed. And they will be hosting Ole Miss.
If Ole Miss is hosting, then Arkansas should host.
Tuscaloosa Regional, that is Alabama, the 8th seed. College Station, no surprise, Texas A&M, the number 9
they
seed.
They should. Okay. Well, that means A&M and Alabama are paired against each other if they both win. Ole Miss would have to go to UCLA if they win.
They like doing that. They like doing that.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill, which is Durham, North Carolina, basically. North Carolina is your number one seed there, 5 overall seed. Lincoln Regional. Nebraska is the 12th seed, and that is where they are projecting Arkansas. And Lincoln, along with Miami of Ohio, Southern Illinois University, Evansville, rounds out the field.
Okay, so if they're the 12th seed, then that means they're saying Arkansas is
21st.
Okay. I just saw the Athletic. I guess they have a poll, and they've got Arkansas number 14. So again, every poll has Arkansas in the top 14 at least. And yet they're saying they're going to be a number 2.
The Austin Regional, no surprise, Texas, Miami, Texas State, Oral Roberts. Then the last and least, Lawrence, Kansas is your number one seed there, and they are 13th seed overall. So there you have it. Projections. Always projections.
Mm-hmm. Well, and nobody knows till they're out there, so we'll see.
Yeah. Lots going to be determined, I think, for once this,
maybe this
SEC
weekend
tournament really can make a huge difference on seeding.
Win the first game and then somehow beat Texas, that would be a big plus because they haven't played Texas this year. That would be a plus.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Drive Time Sports.
Hey, Randy, Rick. talk a little bit. I want y'all's opinion on what you think's going to happen on the basketball front with the rest of the portal. We're still yet really to get a huge big man. Do we go international and get one now, and then maybe add the kid from Florida if he gets his waiver? And what is your feeling right now, you and Rick, on Malik and Billy? I feel really good on both of them coming back from some of the things they're talking about. What are y'all thinking?
Hard to say. Trey Biddy thinks they'll both be back. Isn't he the one that said he thought they'd both be back?
I believe they'll both be back now.
Really? Okay. Well, and what makes you think that?
If he slides down to 34, that is Malik Thomas, if he slides down into the second round, I think Cal's telling him, I got you a sweet NIL deal to come back to Arkansas, and you can only make better money next year by waiting for that class. Billy Richmond, I think it's pretty safe to say, at number 42, that he'll be coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Concerning Malik Ewan, I don't think he's coming back. There are a couple of players that have until the 27th of May, Ron, to determine whether or not they'll stay in the draft or whether they'll return back to college. And I think there's a couple of players, obviously Arkansas, I think has probably made tentative deals with, that if they come back, they got a deal. If not, then I can see there is one of the foreign players, Luigi Seigo, 7'4". They don't know if he's going to withdraw from the draft by the 27th. He certainly is a possibility.
Right.
So, right now it's kind
of... Can y'all imagine?
Until the 27th, until you find out who's going and who's staying.
Right, that's the holdup, I think. But can you imagine getting Malik in the same backcourt with the number two player in the country, Jordan Smith? Not only that, you added Wilkerson, who was one of the most outstanding guards in the SEC last year for Georgia. He averaged 18 points in the SEC last year. And then, I don't know if y'all have heard about, we know J.J. Andrews is, good all the way around. He was a five. And then the Turi guy, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, he has been elevated now, Randy, to a five-star. And really has had the best class of the three guys, or playing the best basketball, I guess you could say, of late, of all the three. So you get Billy back to go along with that. That Samito kid, again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these
Samito.
Guys right, but he's a guy. Yeah, he's a guy that was in the top.
Are you talking
50.
About Mirnan? Are you talking about Mirnan? Is that the other one you were?
No,
talking?
The kid that I think it starts with a P. He was there last year, but he was hurt.
Oh yeah,
and starts with Samito, and so this could be. Potentially, an unbelievable roster once we get everything done. And I agree with you, Malik, I don't think we'll be back, even if he gets his waiver. But I think the kid from Florida, I've been hearing a lot about him. They call him Handy, I believe. I would love to get him. Boy, he can do it all and play really good defense. So, down low. But, potentially, wow, this looks – I think getting Malik back, would be – I'm saying top five, yeah.
A lot of potential there. Ron, we got to run.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. All right, Rick Schaefer. I'm Randy Rainwater. We'll come back and wrap it up in a moment. Drive Time Sports will continue in just one moment.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles. From Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway, like the Tucson, loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The Lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening in Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs for riders 16 and older.
Pros, save more on the materials you need to get the job done, inside and out, at Lowe's. Right now, get 10% off in-stock Trex Naturals decking, now available in more styles. Plus, get 15% off select custom entry, interior, and storm doors. Then, we'll deliver it all straight to your job site to help keep your jobs moving. Get the brands pros trust, priced right, and ready when you need them. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Unlock the savings at Boost Mobile and save up to $600 a year. I've been scouting these big carriers for a minute now, and I've seen them pull the same play 1,000 times. They promise you the world, then hit you with a price hike right when the game gets tight. But Boost Mobile, their $25 a month unlimited wireless plan is the most consistent player on the floor. No contracts, no price hikes. Unlock the savings today at BoostMobile.com/unlock.
Based on average annual single line payment of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers compared to 12 months of the Boost Mobile unlimited wireless plan as of January 2026. For full offer details, visit BoostMobile.com.
Hey folks, this is Mitch Ward, proudly serving the great state of Arkansas with Red River Auto Group for over 20 years. We started as Arkansas's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer, but we've also got Ford and Toyota. And I like to think we've got the largest discounts than anybody in the state. But folks, really, if you bring us any reasonable deal right now, we're going to try to put something together. If that means us giving a little too much for your trade or selling ours for just a little too cheap or fighting for the best rate, we're going to make it happen. Check us out at RedRiverAuto.com.
Now, back to Drive Time Sports in the Eat My Catfish Studios. When sports and crawfish meet, you know you're going to have a good time.
The number one sports radio show in Arkansas. Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network.
Stop dreaming. Start moving. Let First Security Mortgage help guide you through the process of buying your home so you get the loan to meet your needs. With First Security, you get an experienced mortgage lender you can trust. Someone who knows the mortgage products to help you secure the financing you need to purchase your new home. Multiple loan options are available. Let First Security help you find the right financing. Our experienced local lenders know the community because they live here as well. At fsbmortgageloan.com, you can find the answers and find one of our lenders in your area and connect with them anytime. Get your questions answered and start the mortgage process. Convenient online applications at fsbmortgageloan.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender, bank better with First Security Bank. Rick, the legend of Taylor continues to increase.
Really?
Legend. The boys have won, this is from our Middleton Heat and Air, the boys have won 4 state titles in a row, and the girls have won 8 in a row.
Wow.
Eight in a row. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 8 in a row. Some things deserve to be honored and saluted. That's pretty
absolutely.
Amazing.
You just
think about that. 8 in a row, that means there are 4th and 5th graders who have never seen their school not win a state championship. And the seniors on this year's team say, you're going back to the 4th grade. And they're winners.
Hmm.
It's pretty amazing to
pretty
think
amazing
about,
when you think, yeah, when you look at it from that perspective. That,
yeah.
Yeah, last time we didn't win, when I was back in the fourth grade. What's going on? Let's see here. Boyd. Oh, Boyd from our Middleton Heat and Air said, what did you decide on the three baseballs?
Well, I don't know that we did, but I think what we decided, they weren't baseballs, and it was the men on base, I think probably is the, because you could go from zero to three and anywhere in between. So I think that's kind of what we figured, wasn't it? That's what he was inheriting, is how many men on base.
Yeah, that is my gut feeling, that he's talked, that it's the number of players that they are inheriting when they come into the game. That's just my thoughts. Let's see. This from our Middleton Heat and Air. Some SEC baseball broadcasts include interviews with people while the game is in progress.
Mm-hmm.
A great idea.
They usually talk to a coach third or fourth inning.
The other day I saw him interviewing Gackle.
Yes. The guy that say isn't going to pitch that day, and we're seeing that in Major League Baseball too. We're seeing pitcher, maybe the starting pitcher from the day before, or relief pitcher who's pitched two or three days in a row, and they're interviewing them during the game. And really, I think it adds a lot, because you get a little bit of their personality, because they usually do it for a full half inning. You know, while usually when their team's in the field. And so, whereas with the coach, they ask two or three questions, and that's about it. They're not going to hang with him while the game's, you know, maybe early. He might see a few pitches. But with a player, it's a great way to learn about these guys. You see them in the spring training games all the time. And now, if you watch local telecasts, not all of them do this, but some of them do interview players during the game. And I think it's a good idea.
This came from Brian by way of our Middleton Heat and Air. He said, I thought you guys said mound visits. That could be a possibility too. Because you're allowed three per game.
In college, is that right? I think it's either four or five in the major leagues. So
I think
if you're only allowed three, that's
five.
That could be, but I kind of doubt it. Why would anybody care about that? I think they would want to know how many, they might show how many men are on base. But I don't know. We are at the mercy of somebody that does. Who's watched these games?
But now this is, okay, to put,
do they even tell you? Do they even tell you, or do they just show it?
Well, that's what I was about to say. Is this just something that's a graphic that they have for their broadcasters who can look at that graphic when the pitcher's about to enter into the game? They put his bio, so to speak, up there, and then there's these one, two, or three baseballs saying that's how many players potentially on base. I don't know. I guess I must not pay that close of attention to these broadcasters. I think I do. Let's see. The University of this is from our Middleton Heat and Air. The University of Arkansas is hosting the 2026 NCAA Division Outdoor Track and Field West First Round.
Okay.
The meet will take place from May 27th to May 30th at the John McDonald Field on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. And you could talk on it on air for 15 seconds and a baseball scoreboard for 15 minutes. What are we doing?
Yeah. Okay. So that's not this weekend, but next weekend. And then the regionals qualify you for the nationals, which are, I do know those are at Eugene, Oregon. I think that's the following week. So you're thinking, let's see, he said May. Okay, so this next weekend's Memorial Day weekend, and the following weekend is the last weekend in May. So yeah, the NCAA championships are the first week of June.
Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday. Thursday through, maybe Wednesday through Saturday.
Seems like the only places that they host the NCAA track and field championship,
Arkansas and track,
yeah,
and
Oregon. Is either Oregon, Eugene, Oregon,
yeah,
or Fayetteville.
Yeah. And those are the two best. Those are outdoors. Those are the two best tracks. Arkansas has a great indoor track. gosh, I can't remember what the disparity was. Arkansas's track cost a lot, and Oregon's track was about 10 times more to build. And it's evidently it is the Taj Mahal of all tracks. I've never been there.
No.
For track a long time ago for basketball, but that's been many, many years. And Nike was still a fairly young company the last time I was there, although I think Phil Knight was already making a lot of money.
I think I'm safe in saying the only city in Oregon that I've ever... Portland. I've been to Portland, but never to Eugene. So, no.
I've been to Eugene, but only been through Portland. I think we... When I was with basketball, I think we flew into Portland, drove to Eugene, played, drove back to Portland, and flew out.
I'm trying to remember. To Boise, did we just go through Salt Lake City to get to Boise? I know it's in kind of in the same area.
Don't know. Because there again, I was flying with teams, so we just flew straight in there.
That's true. Okay. All right, don't forget, coming up next here in a matter of minutes, it's going to be Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. So keep it set right where you have it on your dial. Coming up next, Ray Tucker's Arkansas.
So Ray dumped us, but he's still doing Ray Tucker Outdoors. So.
Well, I would not have known that for a fact if he had came in the studio a second ago.
Okay. Gee, Ray. Sorry. Whatever we did, we're sorry.
In fact, here they come pouring in the studio now.
Wow.
And he's got another minute. He's got to put up with me before he can... have the console, but yeah, there he is. He's
I don't have to give
a play by play. And there's Brian Hendricks. Good gracious! I mean, we got all the dignitaries here on hand for Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Now we mentioned this several times, multiple times, that Arkansas plays Tennessee. Or South Carolina this Wednesday. The pregame will start at 4 o'clock. First pitch at 4:30, and I have not seen any fixed times as of yet, Rick, for the Duke Arkansas Super Regional.
Friday morning at 11. Friday morning at 11. Saturday, I think it's at 4, and Sunday's to be determined.
If necessary. All right, keep it right where you have it right now. Coming up next, Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors for Rick Schaefer. I'm Randy Rainwater. Buzz Animal Cruelty. Spay and neuter your pet. Have a great rest of the night. So long, everybody.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We know it, and we're proud of it. 103.7 The Buzz.
Did you know that CertaPro is so much more than just painting? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable concrete coatings. One company, more solutions, beautiful results. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at